In the high-octane-fueled world of banking, there is a fierce argument going over now. It's about a new report that says women at the top of the banking industry spur their male colleagues to take bigger risks. Bigger risks. The study comes from Germany's central bank, the Bundesbank, and it undermines the widely held view of the, quote, calming influence that female staff have on a otherwise testosterone-laden industry. The report also says the presence of women in senior roles was a contributing factor to the banking crash, alongside that bonus culture and the lack of sufficient regulation. If that makes you want to throw your radio across the room, like me, you're not alone. There has been a furious response, but we want to kind of dig a little deeper into what this study means with Mary Ellen Iskandarian, president and CEO of Women's World Banking. Mary Ellen, you didn't throw anything when you read this study, did you?
No, but I did throw something when I read the Financial Times article about the study, which I think really does, unfortunately, misrepresent a lot of what is at the heart of the Bundesbank report.
Well, let me read a quote here that comes out of this. They say, women, they said, and I'm quoting, are a disruptive influence on previously cozy decision-making of male boards. Without a homogeneous group at the top to discuss relevant issues in a relaxed atmosphere, decisions are less well-informed and inherently riskier. That actually comes from an article in The Guardian. Do you take issue with that characterization?
Well, I think where I do take issue and why I think we do need to look at this study in a broader context of some amazing research that's coming out is that notion that, you know, homogeneity of the decision-making group is a good thing, and this assumption that good decisions come out of a homogeneous group. There's a fantastic study that was done at the University of Michigan 2 years ago that says the people around the table are infinitely more uncomfortable with each other in that more heterogeneous group, but that for complex decisions, as opposed to sort of fairly simple decisions, that a heterogeneous group actually typically produces a much better outcome. So I think that kind of assumption of the coziness of that decision-making group being a good thing is something that I really would want to question for the results of the Bundesbank report.
We're speaking with Mary Ellen Iskandarian. She's president and CEO of Women's World Banking. And part of your mission is to get more women into these executive positions on the boards at high finance companies, right?
Absolutely, because we have seen time and time again that a diversity in the decision-making group typically leads to better decisions. What was really interesting, and I had to haul out my business school statistics classes to make sure I was reading the report correctly, but what the report says, and I don't think that the press reports of it really accurately picked this up, was that actually, the thing that they tested three variables. They tested changes in gender composition, changes in education level of board members, and changes in age. And it actually was age and experience level that had the biggest impact on the risk-taking behavior of the board. And yes, there was a correlation between women directors coming onto boards with less experience. But again, if we look at this in the broader context of research and some of the fascinating stuff that's going on, particularly in Europe, with quotas and targets being introduced for women on boards. You saw in Norway when a quota was introduced, and in fact, companies were told if they didn't put 30% of their women on their boards, they would be delisted, which was a pretty significant sanction. You found women getting really educated, a lot of training, and funnily enough, then the men said, "Hey, you know, these women are really turning up with some very, very good board training. We want that training too." And so you now actually have a much higher level of corporate governance across the board for men and women. And I think that's only a good outcome. And I think it certainly would support what the essential conclusion of that Bundesbank report was.
Well, this report also includes research that found women working in loan departments have a lower default rate than male staff until you get to the senior levels. And then the women tend to bring down the average age, as you say, and the levels of academic qualifications, degrees. Many of them don't have PhDs by the time they get to the board. Why is that? Why are the women who are on these boards, this report says, less qualified?
Well, I think there are a couple of factors at work. I think there is an increasing pressure, which, again, we support, to bring diversity to boards. But I think it's also important to note in the report, if you look at that, what I found a very, very sad table that showed gender composition across a 12-year period, staying absolutely stalled at 3%. And the majority of those boards that had that 3% representation only had one woman. And again, if we put it in the context of more research being done, we've seen there's some really interesting conclusions being made around critical mass. And that you see when there's one woman on the board, she actually can't make that much of an influence. She's kind of like, oh, this odd duck over there. Two of them are believed to be sort of, they're going to gang up, they're going to vote together, they're sort of distrusted by the other board members. But
right.
Once you have three women, you start to see, a very different dynamic, and they're kind of brought into the group as part of the group, and they're listened to in a very different way. And I think that accounts, again, as much for some of the other things that are being attributed to gender.
Well, I can't let you get away without saying this attribution, in which they say the report claims the presence of women in senior roles across the German banking sector was a contributing factor to the banking crash. Your response?
I can argue with the quote. It's obviously there. I just think it's an unfortunate conclusion to have drawn from the report which I read, which, as I said, really attributes much more so the lack of experience. And if you actually look at the hard statistics, it's the lack of experience as opposed to the gender that was really driving this increase in risk taking.
No problem with the report, but a problem with the spin. It sounds like Mary Ellen Iskandarian, President and CEO of Women's World Banking. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know that all of you out there have a response to this. What do you think about this idea that women were part of the cause of the financial collapse?
Or women same-sex banking is bad.
On boards at the banks. 8778 MyTake, or you can post your comment to thetakeaway.org. Don't throw anything.